This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
All right, guys, it's not as much of a big deal here in the tri-state as it is elsewhere, but trillions of cicadas are set to hatch in the eastern U.S. over the next few weeks from Georgia to Wisconsin. It is a big one this time, with two separate 17-year and 13-year broods. I believe our big brood is next year, right?
Oh, I hope not.
And once again, people online are wondering, can you eat them? And the answer is yes. Cicadas are edible. So I guess if you really want to, dig in. But that's not why I brought up the story. I brought up the story because the Associated Press picked up a story on how the sound itself is already confusing people. This is crazy. A sheriff's office in Newberry, South Carolina, asked people on Facebook this week to please stop filing noise complaints. Evidently, people are calling 911.
Because they're so loud?
Yeah,
like, and what's here's this noise?
If you're new to the area and never experienced it, here's a quick sample of what cicadas sound like.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Yeah, those aren't great examples, but evidently several people have called 911 to report a siren or some sort of a weird roaring sound that was really loud.
It is a really loud buzz. If you're not used to it, you would be like, what is that?
Well, the sheriff wants everyone to know it's just cicadas, and filing a report's not going to do any good.
When you were talking about eating the cicadas, Jeff, we had a story. Was that last week, Tim, on the hot list? That for the first time, all of these gourmet chefs in New Orleans are getting the cicadas and they're putting together these menus called Bug Appetit, where they are using some of the nymphs and then some of the actual cicadas in finer foods.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're mixing it together with fig and apple and creating these vinaigrettes, and then they're using the cicadas as like the crunch part of it.
They're putting them in salads.
And for the salad. And then they're also doing, what was the one that they were doing the nymphs with? Was that the pizza or there was something else? It wasn't like the...
I don't know. I just saw the squirmy larva in my mind.
Yeah, it was like the little white nymphs that they're putting into other finer foods.
Wow.
To create these Bug Appetit menus.
That's funny.
Sounds gross.
Okay. Yesterday we had a story about Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The reason why he has not agreed to guest host Saturday Night Live is because he doesn't feel he's ready. Evidently, last year at the 2023 ESPY Awards, he had to go up there and read off of a teleprompter, and it did not go well. Some people are better readers than others. It has no reflection on your intelligence. It's just one of those things that trips people up sometimes. Now, I don't think they use teleprompters at SNL. I think they actually use cue cards.
Yeah.
But that style could be difficult for him nevertheless.
He's still reading it.
Right. I am someone who, when I'm reading, if there is something there that doesn't belong there, chances are I will read it.
Yeah, like Ron Burgundy.
Very Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
Well, President Biden had a moment yesterday at a press conference, and I'm not picking on Joe Biden. I want to be able to poke fun at politicians without everybody getting so partisan crazy, because everybody does it.
Yes.
I'm just using this as an example because it's recent in light of the Patrick Mahomes story. After President Biden said 4 more years, he was supposed to pause for people to chant that 4 more years. But instead of pausing, he read the word pause out loud.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years.
And it sounds like they had a plant in the, like maybe
you mean
somebody,
that's not real?
No, they had somebody yelling, 4 more years.
Man.
So when he says 4 more years, everybody's chanting
that
it.
That was their
he's
cue.
He's going to pause.
Right.
There was a warm-up act that told them they needed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can hear him say it a second time when he realized what he had done.
Yeah, he's like, uh-oh.
But I brought it up because I related to that story. That's the kind of thing I do often.
You do because
easy to do.
When Jen, so a lot of people may not know this, but Jen writes like sometimes like little cue cards for things for you to say.
Yes, there are many index cards that are basically small cue cards that I read off of to tease what's coming up. Jen provides those.
Jen writes that for you, and she has exceptional handwriting.
Very good
handwriting. She can really write almost like a teacher. And every now and then, she will have a bit of a sloppy text or something.
Or it'll be a typo, or she'll copy something down wrong.
Yes, and you read it verbatim.
Verbatim.
Yes. I mean, not even with, like, missing a beat. And
no.
She will even be like, did I write mix down? It's supposed to say fix down or something. You know,
yeah.
It'll be something very small like that.
And she'll say, like, did you not catch that? No.
Yeah.
Because I read it as it is.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Did I say Taylor Swift was pregnant? I meant Meghan Trainor.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Yeah.
We do call you Ron Burgundy behind the scenes because
of that. Good night, San Diego?
Yeah.
Right. So we were talking about dyslexia. The topic of dyslexia came up.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed with dyslexia when I was in the 9th grade. And the reason my diagnosis was so delayed, it took literally flunking out of the 9th grade before my mom had to reach out to an independent evaluator to run a battery of tests to determine why a kid who was seemingly relatively intelligent was flunking out of school. Was it that he's not applying himself, or is there some other issue at play here? And we found out later that I was having difficulty in school because of a learning disability. At the time, I think 1 out of 10 people are affected with dyslexia. It might be higher now just because of better, the ability to diagnose better.
Screening.
Yeah, right. But anyway, one of the reasons why it took so long for people to figure it out is because at a very young age, as early as kindergarten, you could put a book in front of me and my reading was exceptional. When I would read out loud, people were like, wow, this kid is amazing. Listen to how this kid can read. But what they didn't realize is I wasn't comprehending what I was reading.
You're just reading what
yes.
was there. No retention.
Right. So it sounded like I was...
You knew what was going on.
Like I knew what I was talking about or knew what I was reading when in fact I didn't.
Yeah. You're still like that.
Still like that. I still battle that. Yeah, so I had to go to a special school during the summertime.
It's still,
and I had to have one-on-one tutoring to help get me through.
But is that something you still, like, are you ever cured from dyslexia? So even when you see something that's, you know, like, for example, 9 to 5, you see it as 5 to 9?
If I look at it briefly, it may look different than what it is. But no, it's different for everybody. So to you, it might look like the letters are backwards.
Mm-hmm.
To someone else, it looks fine, but they comprehend it differently. Another way that it affects me is math. You know, figuring out math problems was really challenging for me. I had to retake algebra twice. Third time was a charm before I finally passed algebra one. But they taught me skills on how to cope, like how to sort of work around it so I could get through. But that doesn't mean it doesn't rear its ugly head every once in a while. So when I witness incidents like this.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
I totally relate to that.
Yeah, you understand it.
I do. It is 8:22. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, sunny skies after some patchy frost. We'll see a high around 64. Let's see. Right now, it is 42 at Cincinnati's Q.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around, a lot, to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Q.
26 letters.
A.
B. C. $1,000. It's the 1K letter of the day on Q102.
Hey, Madison.
Hello.
How's life treating you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, you know, I'm just reading here. Not comprehending any of it.
No retention.
We're doing good.
Good.
Good. So how quick on your feet are you when it comes to games like this?
Depends on the day and the letter.
Yeah. Well, let's see what you got. If you can answer 10 questions in 30 seconds that begin with that letter, you will win $1,000. Of course, you can't use the same answer more than once, and the key to winning is to pass as quickly as possible.
All right.
But you got a really good letter on your eyes.
Letter S.
Oh, good. I think that'll be a good one.
You can work with that, right?
Oh, my gosh. So you've played before, so. Madison? Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, this maybe you'll be really good.
So we got 30 seconds on the clock. And is there any kind of theme today, or are you just shooting straight down the middle, Tim?
Just some generic stuff.
Okay. Yep. I will not start the timer until Tim finishes asking the first question.
All right, Madison, here we go. Tell me something you save up to buy.
A car. Or, it's an S. Subaru.
A singer.
Celine Dion.
A toy.
Selena.
A toy.
Slime.
A politician.
Sarah Palin.
A car.
Pass.
Something green.
Snow cone.
A book genre.
Science fiction,
nice.
Oh my gosh, you're
six. You got six.
I was cracking up myself the entire time because my brain was saying car for Subaru, and I'm like, no, I'm supposed to say Subaru.
Okay.
Yeah, talk about the disconnect.
Something else I totally relate to just happened right now.
I may be a little
dyslexic.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it affects different people different ways, you know?
It's so funny, though, because you're doing, like, quick recall answers, just what comes first to your head. Yeah. But it didn't start with the letter, so it's totally interesting how that worked out.
Right. Now, a singer that begins with the letter S. Celine Dion. Wait, no, damn
it. Seal.
There you go.
Seal, there you go. That's,
yeah. I hope I gave everybody a good laugh because... I'm just making fun of myself at this point.
You did, and we love it, and we love you, and we appreciate it.
That was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have a great rest of your day, and we'll do it again, same time tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Madison.
All right, take it easy, Madison.
Bye.
It is 8:28, Jeff and Jen, Q102, and... Denise Johnson is standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.